Coming up on sports and stuff, a popular Nickelodeon TV show is canceled. I'll talk about the impact this has on TV fans. Also, Rob Gronkowski gives the latest on his life and future to come after the football is over. I'll talk about my thoughts on that. Also, a chance that I got to have my name mentioned on a podcast. Speaking of podcasts, I'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And also, our thoughts and prayers are with the folks in Florida as they battle Hurricane Dorian. All this and more coming up on Sports and Stuff on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network and the Sports and Stuff app.
Too much buzz in the air. Listen in to What's the Buzz on EPRN. Sit back and reflect with tunes from the good old days on Reflections, hosted by Cedric Clark on EPRN. Be sure to rock on with Everyone's Rock. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network has a variety of podcast radio programs for listeners all across the globe. Take the journey, the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H., or awaken and take notice to the events in your communities with Purposely Awakened, hosted by Naomi Bondman. Hang out with the gents and listen to the Elite Gents podcast. And for better results, listen in to Revealing Better Results. For sports, check out Foltzy's Corner, Sports and Stuff, hosted by John Meisner, and PSA, Prodigy Sportative Attestations. Tell a friend and listen in via EPRN's web app at app.eprn.us and listen in online at www.eprn.us.
Welcome to Sports and Stuff, everybody. Our first show of September. It's nice to have you with us again this week. I'm John Meisner, and here we talk all about sports and entertainment talks for your leisurely pleasure. Kind of an interesting time of year because we're kind of all waiting for football to start, so we're going a little light on the sports topics this week. It's really kind of a hard time for sports talk radio. You know, they know there's not much going on other than baseball towards the end of the season, so they're just kind of trying to find stuff to fill time with, and I'm kind of doing the same this week. But we shall make the most out of what we can here, you and I. As we start the show here, I said this in the beginning, as you just heard, but I just want to take this time to offer my best prayers and wishes to the folks down in Florida right now who are having to deal with a very serious hurricane with Hurricane Dorian. I'm sure everybody's heard about it. It's been on the news. I have an aunt that lives in Florida. I have a couple friends that live in Florida. My best prayers and condolences go out to everybody in Florida. I really, really hope everybody's staying safe and has found either shelter or has gotten out of the state as quickly as possible as the hurricane arrives. So hope everybody's hanging in there. It's heading up the East Coast, so hopefully it'll taper off as the days come by. But still, I mean, it's very serious, and I hate to hear anybody I know that gets hurt or is under a lot of danger. So stay safe, everyone down in Florida. We're all thinking of you here. And speaking of Florida, I guess that'll lead me into my first topic for the show this week, is that there are a couple of people who work in Florida, now that I'm thinking about it, who work at a radio station. And they have put together a little podcast, similar to what I do, about a certain television announcer who was heard on a game show for several years. And that person I'm referring to is Rich Fields. Now, for those that may or may not know, Rich Fields was the longtime voice of The Price is Right for about 6 years or so, from 2004 to 2010 when he got let go. And he is doing a podcast on the internet with a radio personality named Gino. Can't remember his last name, but his name is Gino, and it's for MyQ105 down in Florida, on the Tampa area, I think. MyQ105, it's with Gino and Rich. It's called Come On Down with Rich Fields, the name of the little podcast, and it's pretty much talking about all about Rich Fields' career and his life, and you know how he got into broadcasting and how he got to now The Price is Right. Well, the reason I bring this up is because it allows fans to ask questions for future podcasts based on what they've heard, and you could always ask your question by emailing Gino at the station, and he'll answer your question on air. Well, I actually got the chance to not only email and ask the question, but my question got on the air, and this is the cool part. I'll mention what the question was in a second, but I was so happy not only because it got on the air, but also because Rich Fields knew who I was, believe it or not, and I'll tell you why. Now, I'm a big game show nerd, as some people may know. I'm on a bunch of game show threads and boards and groups on Facebook, and Rich has seen me on there commenting and posting stuff sometimes, and he may not remember this, but about 2 years ago, I actually was able to get in contact with him, but this was before he moved down to Florida. I think he was still living in California at the time. And I got to talk to him on the phone. I was very lucky. I reached out to him, and I think he had gotten back to me, or I called him, or one way or the other. But I found his website. He has all his stuff on from his career, and we talked for a good while. I didn't find out everything I'm finding out about now on his podcast, but he has seen me on Facebook, and I was so pleasantly surprised to hear that, because he could kind of tell I was a very passionate game show fan, and how in tuned I am with with The Price is Right, and he really appreciated that, and I was honored. I thought that was awesome that he said that. But yeah, as they read my name, he says, "Oh, John Meisner, I know who that is. He's on the Facebook. He knows all about The Price is Right." I was so happy. That made my day. But the question I asked them was, because Rich had mentioned, now this I kind of find a little strange. He's opening up about The Price is Right and kind of and his career and everything that led up to it, and I find it strange that he's talking all about himself and personal stories, but yet he's not allowed to mention certain details about The Price is Right, because apparently, according to him, he's contractually obligated by Fremantle Media not to express anything written or verbally said or something like that. Which doesn't really make much sense to me, because he hasn't been with the show in like almost 10 years. He got let go like 9 years ago in 2010. Yet he still honors his contract for some reason. And I don't know if that's just him taking his job seriously, or he wants to be respectful of people that work there. I don't know. But for some reason, that kind of struck a chord with me. That just kind of came off the wrong way. So then he quotes. He did answer this on his recent podcast. He answered it by saying, "I'm not allowed to verbally or express certain personal details about the show or write about it in the media or something like that." So I even when I emailed him, I said, "Like, well, if he's not gonna, mention everything, then why do a podcast at all?" And Gino actually said, "Hey, that's a pretty good point, actually. What do you think?" And he didn't really say why about that. He just mentioned his contract and just kind of stuck to that. But so, however he wants to answer the question is up to him, really. But I just kind of found that a little strange. Like, because I don't know. I mean, if I were in, I mean, I can't speak for him personally, because I've never, had the career he's had. But if I were in Rich Fields' shoes and I was doing a podcast about my life, you want to be, mindful and respectful of other people that still work for something you used to do, but, I figure there'd be a little more freedom and leeway as far as what you could get away with, but I don't know, maybe it is a serious contract you signed, I don't know, but maybe he's just private about certain things, I guess, but anyway, I'm not going to complain about it too much. It's not going to take away from my enjoyment of the podcast. It's still a very good series, if you're into game shows. Yeah, it's called Come On Down with Rich Fields, and you can listen to Gino and Rich talk all about Rich Fields' career from the station, My 105 down in Florida. So you could always look for it on Facebook. That's just something that was on my mind today to share this with you. Yeah, I'd love to interview those guys at some point. If I can ever get them on the show, that'd be amazing. I could interview Gino or Rich or both even. I might just do that. I might ask him about that if I email him another question. So, anyway, maybe just something to look out for in the future on the Sports and Stuff app. Maybe that's part of our extra content you can listen to. All right. So, speaking of TV, sure, I don't know if a lot of people knew about this, but just over this weekend, it was announced from Nickelodeon, or I should say from Mark Summers himself, one of the hosts of Double Dare, that despite it having such a great comeback in over the past year or so on Nickelodeon, it is not coming back for a third season. Nickelodeon has decided to cancel it. They will air, from what I've read, the last eight shows it's taped in October and December. They'll tape they'll air four shows in October, close to Halloween, and then another four shows around Christmas time. Because what they've been doing is they'll just air like week long like tournaments for special shows. So that's pretty much all they have left in the tank at this point for the second season. But I was stunned when I saw this because it had such a great comeback and it had gotten so much attention in the media. I thought it was going to last for a while. But no, Nickelodeon just didn't want to bring it back for another season. So because of this, Mark Summers even announced on his Instagram and his Facebook page, I believe, that not only is the show coming to an end, but his live tour, his stage show, which I actually got the chance to go to earlier this year. It's a great show, really, really fun time. It's also coming to an end at the end of this year. He said his last show he'll ever do, I don't know where they're going to do it yet, but his last tour date will be December 22nd. So if you want to check that out or any of the other tour dates, you can log on to the Double Dare Live Tour website. It'll list all the dates and info you need to know about tickets. But yeah, I was just so stunned when I saw that because I thought it was going to last for several seasons. But that's and I'm sure Mark sees it the same way I do. I mean, that show put Nickelodeon on the map. I mean, that is, in my opinion, at least as far as that channel is concerned, that is the greatest game show of all time. It's the most simplest. It's the most fun. Mark Summers was just so great on that show. And he's good on the revival, too. But even back then, I mean, he knew how to talk to kids. You know, he knew how to talk to kids and adults. He was versatile. He didn't go on TV and try to act too cool and hip. You know, he didn't try to be like like other people, like what's up guys, how you doing? Like he didn't try to act cool for people. He was himself and he was professional and he had a great sense of humor. He was really, really funny. He said jokes that, you know, adults could understand but at the same time didn't talk down to kids. It was just so great on that show, and he's had a good career too. He said he's produced and hosted a lot of shows as well. Yeah, he never became known as just a kids host, even though he was one. You know, he's hosted other things as well. Yeah, so he's great at what he does. You know, Liza Koshy did a good job too. It's just a shame Nickelodeon's not bringing it back. I don't know what the reason was. I don't think it was the ratings because it got so much positive feedback from people. So maybe just a tiny little nitpick was that they made the obstacle course a little harder, the Mount St. Double Dare at the end. But, I mean, other than that, it there's nothing bad I could possibly say about this. It was a great revival, but still, very sad news though, for a TV fan. Which is kind of ironic because Nickelodeon's been bringing back a lot of things over the last year or two, including Double Dare. I mean, they brought back all that. They're going to bring back Are You Afraid of the Dark around October in the fall. They've already brought back Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So it kind of baffles me why they would cancel it. Maybe do they want to make room for the new stuff they want to bring back? I don't know. I'm not sure what they're thinking. But anyway, I mean, Mark Summers, I think, has just about had enough of this. I mean, he's been doing it between the shows and the live stage show for over 30 years. You know, it's been a huge part of his life. So he's, he needs some time away from it. So that's understandable, I guess. But still, I mean, just very disappointing news that it's going to be canceled at the end of this year. So, those last eight shows, oh boy, I hope they get some big, big ratings for Nickelodeon to go out on a bang. And that's what I think it will. I'm going to miss that show. Really will. Big part of my childhood growing up, watching that in the 90s as a kid in reruns. Yeah, I used to see that on like weekend mornings when they'd show reruns in the early 90s. And for some reason, they showed the family version. I don't know why they'd show the families and not the kids, just kids only. But But they, yeah, it was fun. So fun. Good memories. Great times. You know, when I went to the stage show earlier this year, I kind of wish that, like, growing up, I like had like doubled their parties, like like Mark Summers hosting them at your house or something. You know, it's like slime and pies and eggs and whatever. I mean, I don't think he would have wanted to do that anyway, but it's just the thought of it's kind of fun. So we'll take our first break here on Sports and Stuff, and when we come back, we'll talk about a few celebrities as well as a little bit of Red Sox and Patriots talk a little later on in the show. More Sports and Stuff on the app and EPRN after these messages. Proud sponsor of Sports and Stuff, Harold's Ice Cream has over 400 original flavors to select from. Best of all, Harold's is kosher certified, no moo or artificial ingredients. Harold's also makes ice cream cakes with real cake centers, and they also ship their frozen treats to customers. Harold's Ice Cream makes treats like frozen yogurt, sherbet, brownies, cookies, pies, and cakes. Harold's does it all to satisfy that sweet, healthy treat craving. They cater events for 70 people or more, and they ship their kosher treats by mail. Call Harold's Ice Cream today at 413-586-9700 and visit harolds.com. Village Pizza is the family-owned East Hampton, Massachusetts establishment that has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Well known for their delicious Greek-style pizza pies and the best local spot to go hang out and watch a Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, or Patriots game, Village Pizza, 100 Union Street, East Hampton. And welcome back, everyone. This is John Meisner. You're listening to Sports and Stuff on EPRN, the SoundCloud app, and Sports and Stuff app as well. So you can listen to many different places in many different ways. Wherever you are, hope you're enjoying the start of September. And speaking of the beginning of September, football is right around the corner. You know, the Patriots begin their title defense from Super Bowls, well, this past year's Super Bowl, next Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Patriots kind of have an easy schedule the first half of the year. The only good team they've had that's, you know, been known for having a, you know, as a reputation of being a good team is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Other than that, they got a lot of bad teams in the first half. They got the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills. They play once. Some other bad teams in there as well. I don't have the schedule in front of me at the moment. I still got to print it online somewhere. But yeah, the first half they're going to have a kind of a soft part of the schedule. Then they're going to face some really good teams in the second half. They got the Eagles and the Texans and the Chiefs and the Cowboys and other teams like that. So it's kind of an interesting schedule they have. I could see them dominating in the first half and maybe going about 500 in the second half. I could see them maybe going like maybe 12-4. Let's say 12-4. I mean, hopefully not anything less than that. So we've got football looking forward to. That's exciting coming up. And speaking of football, Rob Gronkowski had a news press conference this past week and talking about what he's going to do after football now that he's retired. I was under the speculation he might go into like wrestling or acting because, you know, he's got the right kind of personality for it. But no, he's actually going to start endorsing a product. A product for athletes, and if I could just get my computer to work here, I can actually pull it up for you. my computer's a little slow here, so just bear with me here. But anyway, it was held in New York this past week. Big, big press conference, and they're talking all about it on Sports Talk Radio. But yeah, you know, just looking at Rob Gronkowski, I mean, he definitely looks a lot thinner. Like, he lost a lot of weight. You know, since he's not, you know, eating as much or is exercising as often, so he definitely looks a lot different, and he feels a lot better too. So it's nice that he's the thing with football players, and I was mentioning this a little bit on the last show for those that were listening. You know, as fun as as physical as football can be for some people, I mean, you know, it can really cause a lot of physical damage to you. and give you a lot of pain, which is why, you know, you're seeing people like, you know, like Andrew Luck, who just retired, you know, retire early so that they don't have to deal with, you know, the pain and misery that, you know, the football gives people. And some people who are old school will say, oh, they're just not tough enough, they're too soft. And I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, hey, life comes first. Your life and your priorities should come first. And that is what I really love about Andrew Luck and what I like about Rob Gronkowski. You know, they're putting their health first. You know, they're thinking about their future. They don't want the football to cause long-term damages. And so the best thing to do is kind of retire maybe a little early than you'd like. You know, so, I mean, some people get on them for saying, like, oh, they should be, everybody should be like Tom Brady. They should play 20 years in the NFL. Well, you know what? It's not always like that. You know, Tom Brady, I mean, Patriots fans are very blessed and very, you know, spoiled at the same time with all the winning they've had. But, you know, but Tom Brady is just, I mean, he's like the healthiest quarterback in the league because of his TB12 method he's adopted. And, you know, that style doesn't work for everybody. You know, I mean, you have to have a lot of money to be able to invest in, you know, things like, what does he do? Like the food he eats and getting a personal trainer and whatever. I mean, the average Joe can't afford that sort of thing, so it can't be for everybody. But still, you know, I mean, it's like apples and oranges comparing it to, you know, Brady and the different players, you know, like Andrew Luck, for instance. But still, I mean, Rob Gronkowski knows that he's trying to put his health first. And he lost a lot of weight, like I said, after football. It changed his life. I mean, you can make the case that Rob Gronkowski is probably the greatest tight end in the history of football. That him and Tony Gonzalez are the two best of all time. Now, you know, Gonzalez was able to stay healthy and played longer. But Rob Gronkowski did more in his time, about nine seasons, than Gonzalez did in that same length of time, or longer. I almost sort of compare, I mean, this is kind of a different kind of comparison to make, but it's I almost kind of look at the, you know, Rob Gronkowski, Tony Gonzalez sort of thing, as far as, you know, how much they accomplished in a short period of time or a long period of time, to kind of a couple players that were on Jeopardy several years ago. I mean, Ken Jennings, as a lot of people remember, you know, one of the all-time highest scoring contestants. And James Holzhauer, who almost broke Ken's record, even though he didn't, but won a lot more money and moved up so quickly in such a short period of time than anyone that had ever done in the history of the show. I mean, he got to almost $2.5 million in 33 shows. Meanwhile, it took Ken Jennings more than twice as long to get to that same number and get over the $2.5 million mark. But I say this just because, you know, for argument's sake, you know, as far as Gronkowski and Gonzalez are concerned, I mean, even though, you know, they're completely different kind of things, you know, football versus a quiz show, you know, I mean, Gronk did more he was explosive for several years. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's a tough kind of argument to make. I mean, Gonzalez had a longer career, but Gronk won 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots. I mean, Gonzalez has never won anything. I think you have to make the case that Gronkowski is the greatest tight end of all time. I think he is. I'm going to say it right now. Gonzalez will always be the second greatest tight end, and I'd have to say Gronkowski is number one. I can't think of anyone that would rival that. I mean, I'm sure there's been other ones I'm not thinking of and whatnot. But still, I mean, he did more in a short period of time than Gonzalez did. And if anyone has a different opinion or is, you know, thinking of other tight ends, perhaps I'm not thinking of right away, you could always let me know. You could always, I think I'll start doing this from now on. You could always message me on my Facebook page, for those that may or may not know me. Or if you want to ask a question, I'll start doing this like this other podcast I mentioned, the Come On Down with Rich Field. If you want to email me a question or a comment or anything really you think would add to the show or something you may agree or disagree with me on, you can email me at RedSoxWatcher0627. Again, that's Red Sox, like just like baseball team, RedSoxWatcher0627, or 0627, I should say, @gmail.com. So you could always email me there with a question or a comment or anything you'd like. Yeah, I'll start doing that from more on. Starting interacting, engaging with all of our listeners out there on the internet. So, that covers a little bit of the Patriots and Rob Gronkowski. I'm still trying to get the the full story about what he was talking about in the press release. I'm sorry I didn't mention it. If I can get to it soon, I'll definitely let everybody know. But I just know that he's endorsing a product. I think it's like it's some abbreviation. I think it's like a CDL or PDL or something. I'm trying to get onto it. I can't find it right at the moment. But anyway, if I can think of it before the end of the show, I'll let you know. If I can find it or pull it up here. So anyway, with that, we will take another break here on sports and stuff. And when we come back, I'll talk about a couple celebrities who have been in the news lately for, well, not the greatest reasons, but I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a couple of minutes right here on sports and stuff. Be right back. MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTWatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTWatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price. Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. I'm John Meisner here on EPRN, SoundCloud, and wherever you're listening. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. So a couple things to get to as far as celebrities go here and that have been making the news lately. Sad news passed along. Rhoda Morgenstern, who was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show a number of years ago, had her own spinoff series at one point, passed away this past week at age 80. She was 80 years old. Had a great career, you know, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I mean, that is one of the most iconic sitcoms of all time, Mary Tyler Moore. You know, that show really, I mean, that was so progressive and ahead of its time, you know, showing that women can work and, you know, in jobs that maybe that people would not associate women as working in. I'm not going to be like sexist here or anything like that, because that's not who I am. I think men and women could work in just about almost anything, but I thought just for that time in the 70s, you know, women were not seen as people that worked in news or newspapers or in media like that. It's always kind of been a male dominated industry, and a lot of other occupations are male dominated as well. So I just thought that I love how it really, you know, address that and told people that, you know, this woman that Mary Tyler Moore played, you know, that you know, she was after big things and you know, strived after her goals and accomplished them. And I thought that just set such a great example for, you know, for people. You know, she was almost kind of seen as like a role model in a way for, you know, for women to achieve whatever they want to achieve in life, whether it's their job goals or life goals or whatever. It was, you know, it's so iconic, just not just for that, but I mean, just because it was so funny. But it really showed kind of the realistic side of, like, you know, kind of how jobs work and how women in some ways really get treated. You know, I mean, they were so like hard on her and were so like gruff and rough and all that. It's like, I'm Mary, get over here. I need you to, you know, file or paper or the, I need the script in for the 6 o'clock news. Get it on with. I don't have time to, you know, like that, just stuff like that. And people keep making fun of each other and all that, you know, and who they have on this, Ed Asner and Ted Knight, I think was Ted Baxter, the anchorman, funny show. And, it's a shame that, you know, Rhoda Morgenstern passed away. Definitely a part of that. So, yeah, that show definitely, you know, I love the impact it had. I don't just like shows that are funny and entertaining. I like stuff like that, that, you know, that impacts people like that. Yeah, just thought I'd mention that, you know, as far as that goes. Man, what a career Mary Tyler Moore had, though. You know, that show and the Dick Van Dyke Show and everything else she's acted in. Yeah, she definitely made it after all, as they said in the theme song. Yeah, that was a little cheesy segue there, but I just had to bring that up. So, anyway, thought I'd pass that along. And what's also been making the news the last couple of days is, in case people may or may not have heard, Kevin Hart, who's a very funny comedian, got in a car crash, believe it or not. Yeah, very serious. Just hope he's okay. Yeah, because everybody, everybody just has got to hear his swearing and his foul-mouthed humor and his other crap he says. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Kevin Hart, personally. I mean, I know it's kind of, you know, to each his own, you know, as far as their humor is concerned, but I mean, he's I haven't seen too much of his stand-up comedy, but I mean, I probably would, I don't know, this is just me, but I would probably like it more if there wasn't as much of, like, the swearing as far as that goes. I mean, I like comedy, but just, I guess when it, it's got to be done a certain way for it to appeal to me. I've always been more of a, I've always been more into, like, puns and witty humor and sarcasm, I guess, when it's delivered a certain way, I guess, you know, dry sense of humor, as well as, you know, crazy and over the top as well. I like the energetic kind of stuff, but I like humor that's clean. I'm just a clean guy. I don't really like swearing. That's why I could probably never tolerate somebody like, a, you know, like George Carlin, for instance, who invented all those words and said that you could not or could say. But still, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, where people have headed to, you know, as far as, you know, society goes and what you can and cannot say. I mean, I find it interesting that people think they can get away with more, yet people are more sensitive. You know, it's kind of a stereotype, but I find it, it's kind of an ironic thing. Like, you know, you think that just because people are, you know, can get away with saying anything, that people would be more apt to, you know, take it or deal with it okay. And not a lot of people can. I mean, some people complain about it, or they'll just not watch, or just, you know, just not like it. But anyway, you know, Kevin Hart's obviously very talented and funny, so hopefully he feels better soon. Kind of reminded me, going back to Mark Summers, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, he actually got into a car crash several years ago too, in a taxi. I think he wasn't wearing a seatbelt for some reason, which, I mean, hey, you gotta wear your seatbelt, safety first. So I don't know if he just didn't think he needed to, or he was going a short distance. I don't know. But the taxi driver got into an accident. Mark smashed his face on, like, a machine in the middle of the taxi or something. I forget what it was he hit exactly, but his face got really, really, like, really injured, and had to have surgery done to repair, I think, his eyes or his cheekbones. So it got pretty serious. I don't know how serious this one is with Kevin Hart, but I think the Mark Summers one was pretty bad, if you were to compare them. But still, you know, both very painful, of course. So, yeah, I definitely encourage you, you know, always wear your seatbelt. You know, I mean, no matter where you're going, even if you're going just a short, that, I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, you know, a lot of people won't realize this, but the number of car accidents happen within a short distance from your home, and it's because people either don't wear their seatbelt, or they're just not paying attention, or they're on their cell phone. Well, that's another thing. You don't want to text and drive. So, yeah, I always encourage this. Yeah, always wear your seatbelt and don't text and drive. This message has been brought to you by EPRN. No, okay. No, it's really brought to you by me. I got no I'm a sponsor for that. I'm starting to think of, like, NBC, like, you know, the more you know. Doom, 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 with the piano, whatever. Yeah, it's actually celebrating 30 years of it, the more you know. But anyway, yeah, no, but seriously, no, definitely, you know, wear your seatbelt and don't text and drive. I encourage that among everybody. Yeah, all right. So, boys and girls, we will take another break here on Sports and Stuff. And when we come back, I'll talk a little more baseball here as we move along here. I'm John Meisner, and this is the Sports and Stuff Show on EPRN and our app. Be right back.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to eprn.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Welcome back. We're back here once again on sports and stuff. John Meiser here at your service. I'm just thinking here, I'm just brainstorming of like different guests I can have on in the future. I definitely want to add more to the show and to our app. I won't mention exactly who I want to have on, but we'll get some people on in the future, hopefully. Hopefully as football season gets underway, both locally and nationally, of course. Be good to have some more guests on and talk some, anything really, anything we could come up with. because, I mean, as much as I like doing this show, I mean, it's just so much more fun with people as guests. And, I mean, our statistics for the network show it. I mean, our ratings go up when we have people on. You know, when you have celebrities or your friends or whoever you want. It's just more entertaining, more fun. So, we'll see if we can get guests on in the future here. But anyway, let's talk some baseball here for a little bit. So the Red Sox are currently 5.5 games out of the second wild card spot. I'm not giving up on them. I know everybody else has, but I'm still believing they could possibly get a wild card spot. But it's going to be tough. They're going to have some good teams. They're going to have to beat in September. They got the Minnesota Twins and the Yankees coming up this week. They have Tampa close to the end of the season for a 4-game series. That could make or break their season. I think that 4-game series that's going to be big. And maybe the biggest series of them all. The Red Sox are going to have to start sweeping teams and go on a winning streak if they're going to have a chance to even sniff a wild card spot. They're not mathematically out of it, but it's just going to be hard because they have to win several games in a row. And more importantly, the Tampa Bay Rays and Oakland Athletics are going to have to lose for the Red Sox to have a chance. It's hard enough climbing over one team, but you know, two is just so hard. Can it be done? Yes, but it's going to have to take a lot of things to go the Red Sox way, and it just hasn't been their season. I'm not giving up on them, but it's going to be tough. Every game is like a must-win, really. Like really, the playoffs are just kind of really starting now for the Red Sox, because almost everything else in baseball has kind of been determined by now. I mean, we know who's going to kind of win the divisions. I mean, the Yankees are going to win the AL East. The Dodgers are going to win the National League West. Not every division is decided, actually, I guess, really. But, I mean, there are some races to look out for. I guess the Minnesota Twins and the Indians and the Central and the NL East is pretty wide open between the Braves and the Mets and the Phillies. The Central, you got the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Brewers, I think, are in it. And there's some teams, you know, Nationals also. So there's some races to look out for that are all going to, you know, mean something in the next couple weeks. But, I mean, everybody's talking about football. It's just that time of year, you know, the weather's starting to get a little bit cooler. You know, you can't wait for football to start. I can't wait for football to start, really, just for the Patriots and for the games I'm going to get to announce in the near future as the September moves on. You can feel the change start to happen, in the weather. But still, I was mentioning about the Steelers. You know, they're the Patriots' first opponent. They're not as good as they used to be. They're definitely an aging team. I think Roethlisberger is getting on the kind of in the twilight of his career. He's not going to have Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown on the team this year, so he's going to have a different-looking team, and the Patriots are going to have a different-looking team as well. They're not going to have Rob Gronkowski. Like I said, he's retired. They're not going to have Chris Hogan anymore, but they do still have Sony Michel. They have a great running back, a great defense. Hopefully Julian Edelman will be healthy, and they're going to have Josh Gordon back for their first game. So he'll be reinstated. So he'll add some deep threat to the Patriots. I guess you can't really replace Rob Gronkowski. He's probably the best tight end of all time. But the Patriots have always been good about working, finding ways to win, and they'll manage. They'll find a way to score points. They still have Tom Brady, and they still have Bill Belichick. So as long as they have those two, they will always be in every game. So yeah, never count the Patriots out. The country's sick of them. Well, I'm not, because I live there. But it should be fun. Game one starts next Sunday night on NBC, 8:20 Eastern. So if you want to check that out, it'll be from Gillette Stadium. That's going to be exciting. Patriots going to raise their championship banner. It'll be very fun. It'll be kind of a high-scoring game, I think. I could definitely see a lot of points being scored. So, football right around the corner. Yeah, starting to think of Hank Williams Jr., that song he sang in Monday Night Football. Are you ready for some football? It was like rock with the guitars and the horns and all that. Definitely gets you excited and aggressive. It's time to get ready. Are you ready for some football? But anyway, yeah, hopefully you're all ready for some football. I know I'm ready. I keep telling you I'm ready. Yeah, like SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm ready. Yeah. Yeah, folks, I spent way too much time in my life watching TV, as you can tell. And somehow I ended up doing a podcast because of it. So, yeah, I mean, it's the way of the world. You know, you like something you want to talk about, you do a podcast. You talk all about what you like. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm still kind of trying to get out more often and develop a social life. But, well, we'll see what happens with that. but anyway, you know, TV and sports, that's where it's at here on Sports and Stuff. And we will take another break, get our sponsors in, and we will come back and wrap things up for the week here on Sports and Stuff. And I'll even talk to you about a little something I have coming up next week that I'll be very excited to talk about next week on the show. A little bit of what to look forward to on next week's show when we come back right here on Sports and Stuff. Stay there.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network would like to thank our listeners for tuning in via EPRN.us. We're grinding it out with new shows and a continuous flow of episodes from all of our network podcast radio hosts. Join in, send us an email to info@EPRN.us if you're interested in hosting your own show on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. On board. Then take the time to tell a friend to listen in to EPRN.
We are back, and there's not too much more to talk about this week on the show. Just want to take this time to say thank you all for listening. And as far as next week is concerned, I have something coming up, actually, personally. I'll be going to a job fair this Saturday out in Quincy. It's going to have a lot of sports and media organizations there that are New England themed. I don't have the list of all of them off the top of my head, but I can tell you that the NBC Sports Boston will be there. One of our radio stations out in the Boston area, 98.5 The Sports Hub, will also be there. Lots of people from a bunch of different organizations. I'm just going to it to really just to put my name out there and hopefully get some job leads and make some connections. So wish me luck. Hopefully we'll get something good that comes out of it. I'll definitely have more to talk about on next week's show, how that went. And hopefully it'll lead to more snow opportunities, more sponsors for this network, more people for me to meet, maybe more people to get as guests on the show. Should be a good experience. It'll be very professional. So, yeah, I even went the way to order business cards because I'm just such a professional. I actually have a business card. I may consider maybe taking a picture of it at some point, maybe putting on my Facebook. I don't know. I'll see how I feel about it. Maybe I can add that to my content. Maybe if I can get some pictures of it. Yeah, just again brainstorming ideas for the show here. So anyway, that's coming up Saturday in Quincy. So the job fair I'm going to, so I'll have more to say about that next week. Or as the locals say, a Quincy. They don't say with a C, with a That's the thing about people in the North. We don't exactly. We're not prim and proper. We don't, you know, enunciate clearly like I do. I'm one of the few people that does that. But yeah, people just kind of slur their words. They don't even care what they say. You know, from Boston or Boston, as they say. I'm a Quincy and then Worcester. Park the car in the yard and the Boston accent. Yeah. So, I've got that to look forward to this week, and like I said one more time, want to send our best thoughts and prayers and wishes to everybody down in Florida as with Hurricane Dorian. Please stay safe. Please get out of there as quickly as you can. Find a safe place to be. Hopefully you have food, water, electricity. And hopefully, like I said, in the future we'll get more guests on the show. I'm definitely going to try to do the best I can to ask around, see if I can get some guests to add to our show. Give you all the best content available to listen to on the internet as far as this show is concerned. So for everyone at EPRN, I want to take this time to say thank you very much for listening to the Sports and Stuff show. You've been listening to EPRN and the SoundCloud and our Sports and Stuff app. Until next week when football season starts, this is John Meisner signing off of EPRN and SoundCloud and the app. Have a great week, everybody. I'll just say it one more time. Are you ready for the football? Yeah. Get ready for some football. It's coming next week. Have a great week, everybody. So long.